God sends his army into the world to tell of his coming judgment. Only holy remnant will hear the call to holy warfare as the time grows near.
Greetings, friend, and welcome to Trumpets of Truth International Boot Camp Part 30. Today we'll be discussing the spiritual covering, or more in particular, the armor. And this is by Apostle Jacqueline Fedor. All covering ultimately comes from God. Your armor, for instance, that protects you from the dark side of the invisible realm, was prepared through God and is distributed to humanity as they request it. In other words, it's available to all God's family. They can choose to use it or not. In Ephesians 6:11, Paul advises us to put this armor on, though, so we can stand against the enemy. And Ephesians 6:11 says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." We need the armor covering us to successfully assault the demonic forces of hell through the battleground of prayer, or to teach, preach, and even promote the kingdom. We must aggressively hold these forces back for the kingdom to advance and birth the day of the church triumphant. Ephesians 6:14-17 says, "Stand therefore, having girded your waists with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Now let's talk about the family covering. God protects and covers the individual families of Israel through the husband as head of the home. His authority against the enemy flows through the father, allowing him to stand between the powers of darkness and his wife and children. If the family is to do anything of importance to assist in the Lord's work, without this covering, all would be exposed and vulnerable to Satan's attack. Ephesians 5:23 says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body." Notice Savior of the body. This is God's appointment of men to accept the responsibility as head of the household to guard and protect the wife. If we look back in history to Genesis 6, we will find vulnerable women attacked by angels that rebelliously left heaven with the intent to marry the daughters of men. The covering could not have been there, or this event would not have happened, and there would be no need for the flood. Genesis 6, 1 and 2 tells us, "Now it comes to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God, who were the fallen angels, saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose." Notice all that they chose. They were not covered. Let us read on in verses 5 through 7. It says, "Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the airs, for I am sorry that I have made them." Noah, a righteous man, found grace in the eyes of the Lord, however, and as head of his household, he and his wife, their three sons and their wives, were protected through the destruction. Eight people were saved for one man's obedience. We read nowhere that Noah's wife or his daughters-in-law were molested by the fallen angels either. They were covered by the head of the family and must have been submissive to his leadership to have been saved through the flood. The rest of humanity perished. What I'm trying to point out is God guards, protects, and leads to safety through the husbands, and wives must be submissive to this fact to be covered by them. A wife does not want to do things of a supernatural nature independent of her husband. It is also the responsibility of the father to see to the spiritual condition of his family. He must make sure that they have every opportunity to be all they can be for the Lord and fight the enemy on their behalf that would try to stop them through prayer. The individual family roles are intended to be a perfect picture of the church and Christ. Ephesians 5:24-32 tells us, "Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. So wives must see and submit to the role God has placed on their husbands, thus allowing them to operate according to the word on their behalf. It's the same situation with the church. God chooses leadership. He does not see gender as in the home. He just uses vessels. Male or female does not matter to him. The father, the greater husband, through them. Here again, his wife, his bride, must see him through these vessels, or they will not be protected and covered. Here is a fact. Women uncovered experience devastation and defeat if the enemy so chooses. This is why God says in the Word that the widows and orphans are to be taken under the wing of the church. They must see it and want this covering, however, to receive its protection. They will experience much more warfare than if they were under the umbrella of God, especially the covering that comes through the fivefold offices. Exodus chapter 14, verses 13-16, is a good example of God working through leadership. It says, "And Moses said to the people, Do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the Lord said to Moses, Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. But lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea." If Israel had been disobedient and ignored Moses as their leader, the outcome of this disastrous situation would have been much different. Another example of God being with his leaders is found in the account of the prophetess Deborah, who ruled Israel for 40 years. Let us look at Judges 4:4-8. Now Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, see, she was covered, was judging Israel. She was the head covering for Israel at that time. And she would sit under the palm tree of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the mountains of Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. Then she sent and called for Barak, the son of Abinoam from Kadesh in Naphtali, and said to him, "Has not the Lord God of Israel commanded, Go and deploy troops at Mount Tabor? Take with you 10,000 men of the sons of Naphtali and the sons of Zebulun, and against you I will deploy Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude at the river Kishon, and I will deliver you and him into your hand." And Barak said to her, "If you will go with me, then I will go. But if you will not go with me, I will not go." See, Barak knew God would be with Deborah. She was his chosen leader. Now let us read a little of the victory song sung after the battle. Judges 5:12-13 says, "Awake, awake, O Deborah. Awake, awake, sing a song. Arise, Barak, and lead your captives away, O son of Abinoam. Then the survivors came down, the people against the nobles. The Lord came down for me against the mighty. See, Barak was not weak. He was the commander of the armies of Israel. In fact, he is mentioned in Hebrews 11:32 as a man of faith. He had faith in God's leadership. Hebrews 11:30 through 32 says, By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were encircled for 7 days. Now look, just remember, this was done through the leadership of Joshua. Verse 31, By faith the harlot Rahab did not perish with those who did not believe, when she had received the spies with peace. And what more shall I say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah, also of David and Samuel and the prophets. Now let's look at the universal covering of the fivefold offices. Ephesians 4:11 says, And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. These offices form a spiritual umbrella to shield God's work and his family universally. Local churches, in fact, if they want to attain all that God wants of them, must be under the covering and protection of the apostolic and prophetic. If they do not have people serving in those offices in their midst, they must affiliate or network with a ministry that does have these offices functioning to be blessed with the cloud by day, which is the apostles, and the fire by night, which is the prophets, for protection and direction. Unfortunately, Satan tries to infiltrate the work of God's people and will do so if that work does not submit to the covering God sets in place. 1 Corinthians 12:28 gives us the order of the church. It says, And God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, variety of tongues. God oversees, or fathers the church, or you could even say he is the steersman leader through the apostles. The Greek word used to describe the apostolic is kybernesis, a term borrowed from seafaring and used to designate the steersman or pilot that holds the ship on course. The fiery light of God shines through the prophetic to expose sin and cracks in an individual's life or that of a ministry. It is through his prophets that he pulls down the enemy through warfare praise and prophesies his desires, warnings, and directions. Through these two offices, revelation knowledge pertaining to this present age is released so that the church can advance towards being victorious overcomers, the church triumphant. But again, God gave them as gifts to humanity. We can submit to God's provision or not. It's up to us. Now, let's look at the robe. This covering is called the robe of God. It is made from one thread with no seam of division. It is the robe of authority, his authority. John 19:23 says, Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garment and made 4 parts, to each soldier a part, and also the tunic. Now the tunic was without seam, woven from the top in one piece. It is not that husbands are better than wives or that leadership is greater than the people, but God's authority over the powers and principalities, and in fact over all evil, operates in them. The robe, dipped in the blood of the Lamb, is offered up for our protection. Revelations 19:11-13. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. It will cover us from the evil ones and safeguard us in the day of God's wrath. The robe clothed the naked church until the day of redemption and glorification. Revelations 19:15 through and 16 says, "Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." If God's people choose to submit to this covering and truly desire the robe to be wrapped around them, then those operating in this authority must be made aware of the situations that need covering to be able to pray the covering over them. Church leadership does pray and cover the people in general, but not specifically unless they are informed. The enemy can see this covering and does not touch it. So any place you feel the need for the warmth and protection of the robe, if a wife, look to the husband. As the family of God, look to those appointed among you as leaders. Because you see, this truly is the power of God.
God sends his army into the world to tell of his coming judgment. Only holy remnant will hear the call to holy warfare as the time grows near. God's Holy Spirit will give them peace, for Satan wants to destroy them, pulling down strongholds and evil things, warring and deceiving and praising him. Faint not nor grow weary, for the Lord will rule only through the righteous. The power of God cannot be overcome by Satan's lies and evil building plans. He's defeated through the blood of the Lamb.
Okay, friend, that wraps up this lecture. And as always, I hope you've enjoyed it. If you'd like to know more about us, be sure to visit our website at www.trumpetstruth.com. And may you be blessed in all that you do, in Jesus' name.